This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Cobbers. From the land down under. This is the Cricket Badger Big Bash Daily Podcast. Whether you're with the Strikers, the Stars or the Sixers, you might be a renegade, enjoy the heat, love the thunder, like a scorcher or prefer hurricanes. Brought to you in association with bluecrocodile.co.uk. Tie your kangaroo down, put another shrimp on the barbie and enjoy the fun. It's gonna be a ripper. Big Bash 10.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along. It's another edition of the Big Bash Dailies. I'm James Butler, the Cricket Badger. And thanks, as always, to bluecrocodile.co.uk for their continued support of these Big Bash podcasts. Give them a follow, bluecrocodile.co.uk. We've just seen the Melbourne Stars. They're bouncing back into form. 179 for two they made. And they've bowled out the Adelaide Strikers for a paltry 68. The Spice Man, Andre Fletcher, is back in form, 89 from 49 balls. And to join me to talk about all of that, maybe a little bit of England and a bit of India, Australia chat as well, is Michael Baldwin of the Top Order podcast and Naman Shah. And Naman, we've been waiting for Andre Fletcher to actually show what he can do in this tournament. He's had a pretty dodgy time of it with the Melbourne Stars, but that innings today was pretty special, wasn't it?
Yes, James, indeed. And kudos to Melbourne Stars for sticking with Andre Fletcher. And yes, now the games have been started playing in Melbourne, so it is their own fortress and they are doing everything. And he made of this opportunity. And yes, this was on the cards for Adelaide Strikers as well. They had to come back stronger because now this is the chance where they have to show their character, because they will be playing now without Rashid Khan, and Melbourne Stars realized that today. So they hung in there, especially Fletcher, and took to all the parks. And it was a perfect game for Melbourne Stars. Couldn't get more perfect than this going into the business. And 5 wickets for Zampa, and Fletcher coming into form at the right time going into the business. And perfect match for Melbourne Stars.
And Michael, looking at Andre Fletcher there, as I said, he's had a ropey time. He must have been pretty down, actually. You go in as an overseas player for the Melbourne Stars and you don't perform. His place was probably under threat a little bit as well. 89 not out today. He quite nicely dedicated his 50 today to his uncle who passed away recently. But be a weight off his shoulders, won't it?
I think it will, but Andre Fletcher strikes me as that kind of character that a run of low scores wouldn't affect his confidence. He's a guy who just oozes that kind of West Indian self-belief and confidence. A lot of people call it swagger, but there's no shortage of self-belief for Andre Fletcher, and he just showed that he's a class performer tonight in a dominant innings that set up a victory for Melbourne.
It takes the Melbourne Stars now into the playoff places. They are up to fourth in the table, and the Adelaide Strikers are the team that slipped down beneath them. The Adelaide Strikers now down to sixth in the Big Bash League outside the playoffs, and it'll be a worry, Naman, for Adelaide, won't it? They've obviously lost Rashid Khan. They started off the tournament quite nicely, looking one of the best sides in the competition, and they've gradually kind of started to drop down the table, now find themselves out of the playoffs.
Yes, and this is the time, as I had mentioned earlier, where temperament and everything is going to come into action. Yes, they are without their star players, especially Rashid Khan, but they have to come out of that. And I feel that their bowlers have performed quite well, especially Worrell and Vasega. Somewhere I do see Travis Head coming back into the squad in next one or two matches, so that might boost their moral. But 3 out of 3 would be the best, but now they cannot just afford to let it slip.
Michael, we spoke a bit on the IPL daily pods during that competition. It was obviously rerouted to the UAE about teams having selected their squads and picked their overseas players, etc., for effectively their home conditions, their own ground. And obviously being in the UAE, they're all on foreign soil, and some of them are finding it difficult. Do you think that's the same with some of the Big Bash teams, Melbourne going back to their MCG fortress and finding it a lot easier and the players more used to the conditions there?
Well, I think definitely there's a home ground advantage. I mean, you only have to look at the way that the table is structured now, 4 teams on 20 points, and it's no surprise that the teams that are winning games are teams like Perth and Brisbane, and now Melbourne are joining the party, who have had a few games at home, and it's the Sydney teams. Adelaide have played a few games away, haven't played all their fixtures at home of late, that are really struggling. So As much as I don't like to admit it, because I think a lot of the time home ground advantage is an overblown phenomena, it's certainly bearing fruit when you have a look at the recent performances of teams like Perth and Brisbane, and now coming back home, the Melbourne Stars as well.
Looking at your team, Michael, Brisbane Heat, they've found themselves now in the playoffs after their win yesterday. 4 games left to go. They're just kind of starting to hit their straps. Describe them yesterday as potential sort of dark horses to actually lift the trophy.
They're certainly building that M-word momentum at the right half of the round robin draw, but I'm not
sure.
You see,
I tried really hard not to use that word. Then you bring it up.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it myself. I know a couple of the guys on the podcast are big fans of the M-word. I'm not sure that necessarily it has as much bearing as some people might believe. Brisbane are playing well at home. They've got to play their finals probably away from home. I would suggest they're not going to get into one of those top two spots. I'm not sure if they've got the firepower to lift the trophy, but I think they've certainly exceeded both their own expectations, I reckon, and also the expectations of a lot of their fans going into the tournament now that they're up into, you know, fourth or fifth position and really battling for a playoff spot.
In changing times like these, make a change yourself. Buy your own home. Still living with parents or renting? Why not buy your first property? Mortgage rates are lower than ever. Speak to Blue Crocodile.
Blue Crocodile?
Yeah, Blue Crocodile. They'll get you the right first-time buyer deal by searching the market for the most competitive option for you. They don't bite. They're just straight-talking people like me. Give them a bell or go online. Blue Crocodile.
And now, man, looking at the Melbourne Stars, Glenn Maxwell is obviously a huge name, played T20 cricket all around the world, much expected of him. He had a really quiet IPL, didn't he? But in the Big Bash, he's always a threat. And as much with the ball as with about 37 for him today, but his overs at the start of the Adelaide Strikers innings there, 2 for 12 from 4, really did just restrict the start that the Adelaide Strikers' response had. Alex Carey out cheaply, Phil Salt out cheaply. He has a big impact and a big part to play, not just as captain, but as their key player.
Very much, and I always get surprised, and this is not the first time that he has performed nicely in Big Bash and failed in IPL. I feel in last 5 to 6 years, he has not been quite that good in IPL. When the focus is on him, over here is the captain and he is doing everything, he's opening the bowling, is sometimes he is shuffling in the batting lineups as well. Overall, the performance of Maxwell has been brilliant in this tournament, and only now 3 to 4 games remaining, he needs to be calm and composed, and if they want to win, he'll be the key player. He needs to stay in there and get back the trophy.
Adam Zampa, Michael, superb today. 5 for 17 from 3.2 overs. Just rattled through the end of what paltry resistance the Strikers put up today. I mean, he's one of the most successful bowlers in Big Bash, but yeah, he's key, isn't he? I mean, there was a slight suggestion towards the end that he maybe just hurt his shoulder when he was doing a bit of fielding, but if they can keep him fit and he keeps bowling like that, they've got a real threat.
Absolutely. It's the job of the leg spinner to run through the bottom half of a batting order if you get an opportunity, and Adam Zampa did that job perfectly tonight. 5 from 17 from 3.2 overs. Just put the icing on the cake for him. a pretty good Melbourne performance. Zahir Khan chipped in two for 19, and Maxwell 2 for 12. So of the 10 wickets to fall, nine of them falling to the Melbourne spinners, which has got me delighted.
Dave Hussey was saying, Michael, in the interview towards the end of the game there, that's their plan of attack, really, to kind of bowl as many overs of spin as they can and take the pace off the ball. And it certainly worked today.
Absolutely. Of course, that Melbourne Stars side benefiting from playing at the SCG, where the boundaries are a little bit bigger. So you talk about horses for courses or selection specific to grounds, the Melbourne Cricket Ground is an absolute made for spin bowling, because you do get that little bit more leeway in terms of a slightly bigger boundary.
bluecrocodile.co.uk. Sort your mortgage in a snap. Are you a first-time buyer with your eyes on that dream house? Are you wanting to move or looking for a better mortgage deal? Let Blue Crocodile find the right mortgage for you. 10% deposit mortgages are returning. If you need to know how much you can afford to borrow, just visit bluecrocodile.co.uk.
Right then, chaps, let's pick our bluecrocodile.co.uk cricketer of today's match. And I'd suggest it's between two men. Andre Fletcher with the bat for the Melbourne Stars, and he's 89 off 49. 4 sixes, 8 fours for him. And then the man we just talked about, Adam Zampa, with his 5 wickets today. He's just 17 runs conceded off 3.2 overs, absolutely rattling through the Adelaide Strikers batting. Very quickly now, man, I don't need a reason, because the reasons are obvious. Is it Andre Fletcher or is it Adam Zampa?
Both were exceptional. I would like to share it between them.
You're too nice a man, Naman. You're too nice a man. Be ruthless. Which one gets it?
Zampa.
Adam Zampa for you. What about you, Michael?
Oh, look, the AGM of the Wrist Spinners Guild's up in 2 weeks. I've just paid my members' dues for another year, so there's only one way I can go, and that's with A. Zampa.
Well, Adam Zampa then is our man. He's taken 5 wickets a day, bowling beautifully with his leggies. And when you see a leggy in full flow, there are a few sights better. Adam Zampa is our bluecrocodile.co.uk cricketer of today's match.
Mortgages are simpler than you think when you have a crocodile on your side. Blue Crocodile, making mortgages snappy and simple. Visit bluecrocodile.co.uk, follow them on Twitter at Blue Croc Money, or find them on Facebook. Blue Crocodile.
Looking at the table then, Sydney Sixers, Sydney Thunder still very much on top of things. 29 points from 10 games for the Sixers. Thunder on 23 after 10. Per Scorchers are playing the Sydney Sixers in their next game. They're on 20 points from 9. If they win that, they'll narrow the gap at the top of the table. And then we have the Melbourne Stars rising up now into the playoff positions. After 10 games, they're on 20 points. The Brisbane Heat, exactly the same, just net run rate separating those two sides. Then it's the Strikers, the Hurricanes and the Renegades that are currently finding themselves outside of the playoff places. Looking ahead then to the weekend, they've got some big games in the Big Bash. I've recorded 90 seconds of cricket betting preview for the Bet Bites podcast, available on all major podcast platforms. So take a listen. These are my bets for the weekend coming up in the Big Bash.
It's that Badger style.
Looking ahead to this weekend's Big Bash fixtures down under, and Saturday serves up a mouth-watering clash. It's the Sydney Sixers, top of the table, against the Perth Scorchers, currently in third. And the Scorchers were my pick to win this Big Bash. I'm still with them, but I'm going to look at the top batting markets for the Sydney Sixers. I'm going to go 7-2 on James Vince to top score for the Sydney side. He's in good form. He's a fantastic T20 player. No reason why he can't land that bet. And let's try a man of the match bet. And there are signs that Jason Roy, the England opener, is just starting to get back to form. He's been struggling a little bit since England won the World Cup, but his performances in Australia are starting to come together. And when he's good, he is very, very good indeed in white ball cricket. 7-1 for Jason Roy to be the man of the match in this Big Bash clash on Saturday. The markets aren't yet populated for Sunday. It's the Melbourne Derby, and it's two sides that you really can't trust. Melbourne Stars, they don't play as a team. They've never won the Big Bash, and they're up against the Melbourne Renegades, who have been the whipping boy so far of the competition. But I fancy the Renegades to actually unsettle their derby rivals. The chances of reaching the playoffs pretty much gone. The Renegades might be freed up to play some better cricket. So for me this weekend, James Vince to top score for the Sydney Sixers at 7-2. Jason Roy to be the man of the match at 7-1. And then double up the Perth Scorchers and the Melbourne Renegades. And good luck, everybody, with all of your bets.
It's that Badger style.
Chaps, I've done my predictions there, and strangely enough, I've gone a little bit mad, I think. I've actually put up the Melbourne Renegades to beat the Melbourne Stars. I just think the Renegades, now they're almost down and out of the competition, could actually upset the apple cart as we go through some of the rest of these games. And the Sydney Sixers against the Perth Scorchers, I've gone with the Perth Scorchers. Now, man, would you disagree with those two selections?
Not at all. I'll any day go with the Renegades, and I completely agree with you. Nothing to lose from here on. And yes, Sean Marsh is also back. So we should expect a complete performance from Melbourne Renegades, which is long time pending. I totally agree with you. Perth Scorchers and Melbourne Renegades for me too.
Any objections from you, Michael?
Or would it be a brave man to go against the Melbourne Stars after tonight's performance? That sound you're hearing in the background, that's the Melbourne Stars clicking into high gear. But I take your point. The Melbourne Renegades are ready to play spoiler in this tournament. And I think guys like Aaron Finch and, you know, and co in that batting order, it's time they, you know, put their big boy pants on and stepped up and had a big game. And what better way to do it than in a Melbourne derby? So it's going to be a great contest.
Well, search Bet Bites on any podcast platform. We do a multi-sport one that comes out on a Friday morning. I do some cricket specials. And we've also got a golf podcast coming out too. So if you like a bet, gamble responsibly, but take a listen to the Bet Bites podcast. Cricket's a game played with balls. You've got to look after them in the field. Badgers are furry creatures. My friends at manscaped.com help you make sure it's neat and tidy down there. Oh, get rid of all that excess fur. Make sure that you're neat and tidy. Make sure everything's in the right order. Oh, feeling all good now down in my set. Oh, manscaped.com. Maximum skin safe performance, compact design, advanced engineering, ceramic blade, waterproof. And it doesn't end there. Show you care by caring for your pair. Cleansers, revivers, preservers. Simply go to manscaped.com, quote the discount code Badger, you get 20% off, you get free shipping, and you get some seriously quality equipment. manscaped.com. get on there now. There is plenty of cricket around the world at the moment. I've been getting up at stupid times to watch England in Sri Lanka. Now, man, I'm sure you've been watching the Indians in Australia as well. That fourth test match underway now at the Gabba. And you've got to say that despite the fact that India have been derailed with huge amounts of injuries and they've bowled quite nicely, I think, probably Australia's day on day one.
Yes, I feel Australia has an edge over here, maybe 2 wickets or more. But I feel with the bowling attack India has gone into with, have done some exceptional job picking Warner and Harris early. Yes, it was expected that the focus and the more responsibility will lie on Labuschagne and Smith, but overall a brilliant performance by the Indian bowlers. A few drop catches by Rahane and Pujara of Labuschagne is going to hurt, but overall, yes, they'll have to bat well, but not more than 100 runs from here, I feel it should be advantage India. And I am quite a bit shocked. This is not a typical Gabba wicket. I feel it is more flattened out and ball is coming nicely onto the bat. Some invariable bounce, but on the first day itself, I feel there is not much quite there for the bowlers on this pitch. And it will be interesting to see how tomorrow's day plays. But overall, quite impressed, especially with Washington Sundar and Natarajan. Brilliant journey for Natarajan as well. First Indian to debut in all the three tournaments away from home. And those two guys are just brilliant, especially Natarajan.
Michael, you're an Aussie, as I understand it, living in New Zealand, aren't you? Is that difficult for you?
It can be. Yeah, it can be. Sometimes you're up against it, particularly when the rugby season rolls around. But on a very rare occasion, Australia perform well and I get to hold my head up high on a very rare occasion.
I'd imagine that a lot of the Kiwis over there are supporting India.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. It's very rare to have a Kiwi come up to you and say, I hope Australia win any sporting contest. It doesn't matter if it's the Ashes or Tiddlywinks. It's very rare to receive support from my Antipodean brothers and sisters over this side of the Tasman.
And how do you fare when you look to Sri Lanka then, to England against Sri Lanka? Where would your allegiances naturally fall for that one?
I tend to go for the underdog. Being an Australian, I tend to barrack for the underdog. It doesn't really matter who they are. So Sri Lanka beset by injuries and really up against it against a very powerful looking English side, even without some of their superstars attending that Sri Lankan tour. I'd like Sri Lanka to give a good account of themselves, but I think they're going to be up against it in this test series because this England side, with Root going for big daddy hundreds now, is looking very, very strong.
I mean, it's a huge year for England. If you look at the 12 months they got ahead of them, playing India both home and away, playing New Zealand, and also playing the Ashes in Australia at the end of the year. Joe Root starting it out, he did an interview with Mike Atherton saying he wanted to hit his straps and try and get going this season. Not being his fluent best, I don't think, over the last 18 months or so. And important now, man, isn't it, for the England side, with Joe Root getting that big 100, not out at the moment, rain falling in goal as we speak at the moment on day two. But Joe Root, 160-odd, not out. Dan Lawrence played nicely too.
Yes, highly impressed with Dan Lawrence's approach and Root, as always. He has been so impressive in the way he has approached this match. I feel he and Bairstow took the responsibility yesterday after losing two early wickets, and they stayed on the crease and they did not play any rusty shots and applied themselves. Sadly, they lost Bairstow today early. But I feel Sri Lanka bowlers were bowling, all the spinners were bowling a bit too quick. They should have learned from what Leach and especially what Bess had done. They were giving a bit more flight to the ball. Root was playing more on the back foot, so they were only going for the LBW. They did not made him play coming forward, so there were hardly any nicks going to the sleep apart from one of Lawrence today. But overall, a brilliant performance, looking for a double 100 of Root, and I just finger crossed that the rain does not spoil this test match.
Yeah, I think there's rain forecast for each of the days, but not necessarily all the way through the day, so I think there's going to be enough play to see a result in goal in that first test match. I finish with you, Michael, as an Aussie in England, we're all starting to think, every conversation we have in Test cricket, it kind of charts England's progress. Obviously, we're really looking forward to England against India, but everything kind of finishes towards the end of the year with the Ashes again. Is it the same down there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're always preparing for that cycle to play the old enemy, home or away, whenever you're planning your Test match progress. And that's why I was particularly pleased to see the debuts of Cameron Green and also Will Pukowski throughout this Australian summer. And I think they're going to be absolutely key cogs in the Australian batting lineup if we're going to keep pace with seemingly a procession, a factory line of young England batsmen making a name for themselves. Dan Lawrence in this test match, Zach Crawley before him, and of course Ollie Pope waiting in the wings as well to join that English batting lineup. So there's plenty to like about both sides. I like the fact that we've got batting lineups on the rise, and both bowling attacks will be hopefully at full fitness and full health going into that Ashes series, and it's going to be an absolute rip snorter, and I can't wait for it.
There are not many good things about COVID-19, but if we can take small mercies, one of the things with the bio bubbles is that we are seeing, I mean, like with the Indian team, Naman's just spoken about the shortages they've got in the bowling department, particularly. England's taking big squads and resting a few people because of bio fatigue, and Ben Stokes, Ollie Pope injured, Jofra Archer not in Sri Lanka. That process is going to continue for England through the summer as well, with key players being rested at times. But what it does mean, Michael, is we're seeing a few people that getting their chance, aren't they? And, you know, the likes of Dan Lawrence jumping into an England shirt, he might not otherwise have got that opportunity, and he's taking it with both hands.
Absolutely. One of the worrying trends for me is the increase in soft tissue injuries that we're seeing post-COVID. And it was a worrying trend in the Sri Lankan team and their tour of South Africa. India have had some horrific injury toll. I mean, Navdeep Saini today has gone off with a groin injury and hasn't bowled since. The list of their injured bowlers is a mile long. So that is a worrying trend in world cricket right now. And I think it's something that we need to have a really close look at as a cricket community, and what impact that the bubble is having on those players, you know, general fitness for cricket and resilience to niggling injury and soft tissue injury and the like. So you're right, absolutely. There's lots of opportunities for players to step up. Manus Labuschagne, of course, famously stepped in for Stephen Smith in the Ashes last time around and has gone from strength to strength since. So, you know, players are able to take their opportunities in this modern day and age, and probably not a better story to tell than T. Natarajan from India. Yeah. You know, got an opportunity, probably wouldn't have got an opportunity otherwise. Siraj likewise got an opportunity to come across to the tour as a net bowler, and now both of them are thriving as leaders of this Indian attack, and it's fantastic to see.
It certainly is, and Dan Lawrence looked really good today in Sri Lanka. Going to give the selectors, probably from all of the countries we're talking about, India, Australia to a degree, and also England, give them a little bit of a headache as they move forward when they get fully fit squads together. And there's going to be a few people saying, well, I played the last test match, and what about me? So that's going to be an interesting perspective to look ahead as we go through the next few months. Michael and Naaman, as always, thank you very much for being with me today.
Always a pleasure, James. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, James. Thanks very much.
And thank you, everybody out there, for listening as well. Thanks to bluecrocodile.co.uk for their support of these Big Bash Dailies. I've been James, the Cricket Badger, and I'll see you again tomorrow.
Big Bash 10. Thanks for listening. We'll bring you another edition of the Cricket Badger Big Bash Daily Podcast in association with bluecrocodile.co.uk tomorrow. See you then.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.